This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Memorial Day morning in for the morning shift. And thank you for letting us be a part of your Memorial Day morning. You hear this music. Well, if you don't listen to our show on the weekends, there's certain people who have walk-on music, and Karen Pestana is one.
Yes.
And she just, like, double duty the last couple days. She joined us on Saturday before the thing got started, meaning the French Open. And now that it's up and running, she joins us again. Good morning, Karen.
You know she's up
Good
and watching.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm up and watching. I'm up and watching. Well, being on European time, different Australian Open, that's totally crazy time. But European time I can deal with.
There was a tribute yesterday before things got started, and rightfully so, for the guy who's more associated with that tournament and the wins in his career than any other, and that's Rafael Nadal, and they brought up the big guns to pay tribute to him yesterday. How'd you like that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was a terrific ceremony. And having the big four, Nadal, Djokovic, Federer, Murray, it was just kind of like icing on the cake, as they say. It was very emotional, and Rafa must have cried so many times during that ceremony. I think he was even startled at what they did for him. And let me put it to you this way. Knowing some Spanish journalists, they even said to me privately that his farewell ceremony from the Spanish Tennis Federation and Davis Cup didn't even come close to what the French Open did yesterday.
Yeah, you kind of expected that, though, all that he had accomplished there. And his trademark known as the King of Clay. It's kind of been his home away from home. So I'm not surprised at all.
Here's my question. Mm-hmm. I literally am wondering this. Given all his wins, given what he has meant to this tournament, is he still bigger there than Yannick Noah?
Well, this is a tough thing to
see.
Yannick Noah, not only is he a tennis player, but he's a rock star.
Exactly.
Too,
so. That's, and he's French. And so I just wondered could he possibly pass, or could anybody pass what he means to the French tennis fan?
I don't think so.
I think it would be different.
It would be different if Nadal was French.
Right.
It's just different because Yannick is not just he's not just a tennis player. He's an entertainer and everything. So everybody knows him.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Hall of Famer as well. Folks, spending time on this Memorial Day Monday. WaitForIt.com hotline with Karen Pestana. She is social. You can find her. Oh, did I say that right? She is social. At Tennis News TPN. At Tennis News TPN. We got Alcaraz on the court right now. I'm watching, and I'm going to get into you about this Turner coverage in a minute and get your thoughts on that. But first of all, a pretty good day for American men in day one, right?
Oh, yeah, good day. I mean, Tommy Paul recovered from losing the first set to win. And despite some errors and a little bit of a wobbly foot or ankle, Shelton made it through in five sets.
In five sets, yeah.
The Rays' five-set record.
Yep. We got Francis Tiafoe was a winner yesterday.
Yep.
As well. So it's and Riley Opelka. So
yeah, Mary. Riley. You know, Mr. Servbot. No, that's even he calls himself that. So, you know, even though some big surfers don't like being called that, Riley fully embraces it.
So there is no early upsets that you can see happening, or you're wondering if this person is, you know, prepared properly with the tune-up tournaments leading up to the French, that you got to, oh, man, I'm hoping she gets or he gets past that first match.
Well, we already had an upset this morning. Emma Navarro, who's the number 9 in the world, lost to someone who's ranked in the 60s. I wasn't seeing that because Emma Navarro is good on clay. I don't know what happened there. That was love and one. It was a total beatdown.
Wow.
Yeah. The last time she was playing on that court was the Olympic Games, and I forgot who she lost to. But that totally surprised me today. One match today, later today on center on Chatrier. Let me call it Chatrier. Osaka versus Bedosa.
What are you expecting?
I was just going to ask you about Naomi.
Yeah. Well, what are you expecting?
Yeah, Naomi actually won a clay court tournament a couple of weeks ago, which I believe was her first because clay is not her surface. But Paula Bedosa, clay is definitely her surface. So I would be shocked, in all honesty, if Osaka beat Bedosa. I really, Osaka must have been, when she saw the draw, oh no. But even though Bedosa is the one who's seeded, but Osaka, whenever she's on the court, she's the presence. I mean, she's won 4 majors, and she's been number 1. So I'm sure that, well, Bedosa in a way is probably like, well, yeah, she's strong and whatnot, but this is clay, and Bedosa does well on clay.
Yeah, we're looking and seeing. We have Madison Keys, of course, the Australian Open champion, is coming up today. Taylor Fritz is going to play today. Our home folks, Taylor Townsend, is going to play today, and she's had an interesting thing. She's had to step away for a little bit, and now she's back playing. Curious to see if she's able to do well in the doubles. That's something she's been really dominant, and it almost doesn't matter who her partner is.
It's true. And last year at the U.S. Open, I remember talking to a couple of players, male players, saying, yeah, she's a really strong doubles player, and she being a lefty, you know, and a strong player, I'm sure she gets tons of offers to play mixed doubles or, you know, women's doubles because of, you know, how great she is with doubles and the fact that she's a lefty, too.
Yeah. So we wait to see what happens, whatever. Madison Keys, what are your thoughts? Can she pick up where she left off in Australia?
Yeah, clay's not her best surface, but I think she's going to be okay for this first round. I think she'll be okay for this first round. I really do.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. We've got Karen Pestana joining us, Tennis Panorama. She joined us the other day, and one of the things that you guys went back and forth about, and I think this audience who wasn't with us on Saturday would be interested to find out how you guys were so excited about the announcing teams that are around the corner with some of these networks covering these matches and the players that are going to be some current and former.
That are going to be working this Turner coverage. How do you like the Turner coverage so far?
So far, I actually like it, with one exception. Yesterday, on one of the TV channels, I would have liked to have seen the Nadal ceremony live. They actually showed it in full about maybe close to an hour later. But since I'm streaming other courts and whatnot, that was all right for me. But for the general fan, I'm sure people would have liked to have seen it live, but I guess it wasn't necessarily a must to show it live. Showing it in full a little bit later was, I guess, okay for the general fan. But I'm like, wait a second, this ceremony is underway. Why is not? They're not showing it on either of the stations, so of course streaming. but not everybody has Max. So it's a way of making people, I guess, subscribe to Max so you can see all the other matches and things going on at the French. That's probably another reason why they did that.
Yeah, they're taking a cue from the good old NFL, huh? We're going to put this over here.
Yeah.
We're going to put it on this evening. You're going to drop your money in order to watch it. So we've seen that happen. I was just curious to see what you thought of their coverage so far. I mean, it's just a day in, and we'll see how it goes as things progress. But they're in a different place, and a lot of people Warner TV, where they are, that Warner Discovery. We keep forgetting the name. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're down the street and around the corner from us.
Up the block.
Yeah.
Now, has Venus called anything yet? Because I know you were looking forward to seeing what
I have not seen her yet. So I'm sure she'll pop up today.
Karen, have you been to all four of these majors? I've never asked you that before. You've been to all four of them. How many have you been to other than New York, multiple times?
Multiple times, that would be Australia, and that would be Wimbledon. I haven't been to the French multiple times, but I've been in Paris multiple times.
Okay. I would think the Australian would be the one she hadn't gone to because of its distance.
No. In fact, other than the U.S. Open, which I've been going to since I was a kid, the first major I went to after the U.S. Open was the Australian Open.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, Sam,
and let me tell you,
you're leaving the winter.
You can survive a 30-hour flying or whatever. You can survive anything.
See, you're going. It's like going to Florida almost because it's summer down there. And she's leaving winter here in New York.
Oh yeah, now
to go cover that in January.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get it.
That's what's so tough for the American players, right? The American players have been home. It's been holiday time. They've had Big Mama's red velvet cake, and now they got to go and play in 85 degree heat.
80 and sometimes 100.
Yeah.
It depends.
All right.
That down there, it's like can go from 50 in the morning to 120 in the afternoon.
That's like Vegas.
Yeah.
It really is. All right. Now, you know, the best part about having these majors happen, it's a fortnight, which means we get to talk to Karen. Well, this time it'll be three times because we're going to talk to her next week
at
the midway point. Yeah. Well, she came on Saturday. She's coming on today with the holiday. You got to love this.
Oh, yeah, man.
Karen, enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. And as always, thank you for getting up. Well, you're already up, but thank you for joining us.
Save us a burger. Save us a burger and a hot dog, will you?
We will.
There you go. Karen Pistana.
All right.
There you go. Karen Pistana, Tennis Panorama, joining Sam and Greg. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to throw some more flowers at Atlanta United, getting the win yesterday versus Cincy. Terrell Thomas talking about these NBA playoffs will be joining us. Got a fresh casting call. There is money flying through the air, folks. And let me just tell you right now, ESPN needs some of you. ESPN's College Game Day needs some of you out there. And I have it on the casting call, so we're going to talk about that. But up next, it is Noelle's World. I can't wait to find out what she got on her mind. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.